We are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of estate-grown wines and by the Keepersall Estates Restaurant and Winery, East Texas destination south of Tyler off of FM 344. At the end of his State of the Union speech Tuesday night, the president struck a triumphant tone and said,
15 years into this new century, we have picked ourselves up, dusted ourselves off, and begun again the work of remaking America.
What he left out was the fact that the vast majority of that picking up and dusting off and remaking has been concentrated in red states, or in blue states that have, of late, adopted some decidedly red state policies. Indiana, under Republican Governor Mitch Daniels, passed a right-to-work law in 2012 and has since seen a 14.1% increase in industrial jobs. Michigan, a blue state since going for Bill Clinton in 1992, but now led by Republican Governor Rick Snyder, also enacted a right-to-work law. They were rewarded for it by a 19% increase in industrial employment. Detroit's still a wasteland, but Michigan is bouncing back. Texas, of course, has led the way. Its lack of a personal income tax, its sensible regulatory climate, and the tort reforms of 2003 turned Texas into a business mecca. No state has created more jobs than Texas. Meanwhile, Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, and New York, all blue states, have all lost industrial jobs. All have in common that they are burdened with the heavy taxes and the heavy regulations championed by the president. The president also said this on Tuesday.
We are as free from the grip of foreign oil as we've been in almost 30 years.
No thanks to him. The Department of Energy was created in 1977 for the specific purpose of reducing U.S. reliance on imported energy. It failed. It was the private sector, risking its own capital in the technology called hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, that is largely responsible for gasoline prices we thought we'd never see again. And it happened mostly in red states. Absent the gains in energy production from states like Texas, Oklahoma, and North Dakota, who all adopted policies that permitted responsible fracking, the economic picture would be quite different from the rosy one painted by President Obama Tuesday night. Meanwhile, the deep blue states of New York and California, both sitting on vast energy reserves, have prohibited fracking and are seeing jobs leave as a result. Now, there is some pain to acknowledge in connection with falling energy prices. Many jobs in East Texas are tied to a firm floor under oil and gas prices, and since last summer, that floor has given way. But still, the United States will soon be a net exporter of energy, a fact that's causing considerable heartburn among the petro-tyrants of the Middle East while serving to boost the overall U.S. economy. It was Supreme Court Justice Louis Brandeis who called the states laboratories of democracy. Before his next State of the Union address, which will be his last one, it would do President Obama well to review the lab results of states like Texas and compare them to those of states who do their lab work using his formulas. That's my word, what's yours? Go to youtellmetexas.com and you tell me. And follow me on Twitter, at Paul Gleiser. I am nothing if not loyal, but my loyalty is being severely tested. Right at the first of the year, the Keepersall Winery released two new vintages, the Keepersall Estates 2010 Cabernet Sauvignon and the 2011 Syrah. If you caught only the tiniest little bits of these commercials, you know that my loyalty has always been to the Keepersall Cabernet. It is the house red at the Gleiser Estate, and the 2010 release is simply wonderful. Yet the truth must be told that the Keepersall 2011 Syrah has cast a shadow over that long relationship. The fact is, the Keepersall winemakers have simply outdone themselves. Now, if you shy away from reds, please do yourself the favor of trying this delightful Syrah anyway. It has very soft, rounded edges, and it goes down really well. Ask to try it, tell them I sent you. The nominal $1 tasting fee is on me. Go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge, a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. More at Keepersall.com.